Hi, this is Lisa with Inspired to Thrive. Today I want to talk about having private accounts on social media. I recently updated a post now called 5 Top Tips Social Media Management for Realtors on Twitter. And the reason is I noticed the other day a realtor tweeting away, but then something strange happened when I went to follow them. The social realtor had protected tweets. It got me thinking, why do some people, especially those in business, protect their tweets? You would think that social realtors would want everyone to see their tweets. That's the benefit of being on Twitter, getting to meet new people. But how can you do that if your account is protected and locked tight? When your settings are set to private on Twitter, anyone that follows you, you have to approve. So that can be clunky too to gain followers. I've seen it over the years with other small businesses on Twitter as well. And on Instagram with private accounts. Why would you be there if you're going to protect your tweets or Instagram posts? Unless you're new to the network and want to get familiar with it first, then I can understand. Protected tweets are only shown to people that you allow to follow you. Public tweets can be seen by everyone, not just on Twitter. They also show up on Google if they have enough traction. Google may display some tweets. And if someone looks up your profile or your name on Google and sees your Twitter account, they can see the last tweets that you had. So keep that in mind. You can change your private account back to public at any time, but all your protected tweets from the past will be displayed for anyone to see. So that's something to think about if you're going to go that route. There are a few other reasons for people to have private accounts on social media. I was thinking of elementary school teachers, even middle school teachers. If they have Twitter in the classroom, they do some activities with social media. That's a smart thing to have everyone's account on private in that case. Of course, criminals may have their settings set to private as well on social media. And if you're being stalked, that's another reason I would say to be off social media. But if you really need to be there for other reasons, that'd be another reason to have it on private. I also mentioned in my latest blog post that there's a high-end luxury real estate agent with a protected account, and he markets to pro athletes. So you're talking 50 million, 100 million plus houses. And so you can see the reason for keeping his account private, as well as his clientele. He would not want to reveal all that, although a lot of times it does make the news. There's not too much you can keep out of public eye today. So why should you not protect your tweets or other social media postings? You want others to see them to get your messages out there if you're in business. And you want to be able to market yourself and your business. Another reason, of course, is to gain followers to read your content. Because, of course, the more followers you have, the higher chance more people will see your content. Most organic reach on all social media is down in the single digits, meaning 1% to 2%. So if you have 1,000 followers, you may only reach 10 people. It's a real small, you know, circle. So if you have a larger circle, that's great. And when you're following people, if you don't follow too many, or if you can keep them on lists, I know both Twitter and Instagram have lists that you can use. Instagram, it's called Close Friends. And that makes it easier for you to engage with your niche, with your group of people. Sometimes that's better than having a large following, because the less people, more engagement. That's really the perfect solution. So they are also, I wanted to let you know that if you do have private accounts, especially on Instagram, they're tools people can use to find out what you're posting. So it may not all be so private as you think. I always tell people, if you're going to have any posts on social media, think, do you want your mother or grandmother to see what you've posted, whether you're in business or not? That's kind of the guideline I go by, and I recommend for everyone else as well. So it's up to you. You can set your accounts on private, and on Twitter, if you're just signing up, the default is always public. Same with Instagram. They always have the default on all social media set to public. You have to go into your settings to change them to make them private. And again, in most cases with the privacy, you would have to allow other people to follow you. It's the same with Instagram. If you see someone that's a private account that, you know, liked your post and you want to go follow them, it'll say they have to approve your following. It's the same with Twitter. Facebook, of course, is different on the personal side because you have to be friends, so they have to accept your friend request. If it's a page, pages are either liked or followed, and there's nothing you can do to who's following or liking you unless they're leaving spam comments. Of course, then you can block them or report them. And that's the same for Instagram, Twitter as well. So that's it for private accounts. It's up to you in your settings how you want to manage your social media. If you want to have everything that you post seen out there, if you're in business, that's probably the way to go. And for those other small reasons, they may be reasons where you want to keep the account private, knowing that at any time if there's a breach or something, that some of the content may be exposed. Have a great day. Thank you.